如果有人问你哈，你为何来到这世界，你会怎么回答？
If someone asks you, why did you come to this, why did you come to this world? How would you respond to that question?
好像问这个问题不太有礼貌哈，很个人化。
It might be a too personal question, or maybe too rude to ask.
不少人会说啊，我怎么知道？又不是我的选择来。
So and some people may say, how do I know? It's not my choice.
所以呢，世人就会用比较探讨人生的方式来问问这个题啊。比如说啊，人来到这世界的意义是什么啦？人来到这世界的目的是什么啦？
And so people would phrase the question in the way seems to be talking about life. For example, what is the meaning of coming to this world, and what is the purpose of life?
这样子问哈，其实让大家认为这是哲学上的问题了，别想太多了，好好过日子就好了。
But this would make people think that this is a philosophical question, and so people would tell themselves by thinking, "Oh, don't think too much, just live a good life."
你知道这样子呢，结果弄得大家都不太思想这个问题啊，也难怪大家呢，大部分的人哈，也就糊里糊涂的过这一辈子了。
So as a result, most people don't think questions like this.And it's no wonder that most people live their lives in vain.
我们基督徒呢，相信是神创造了宇宙万物和人类，所以基。
As Christians, we believe that it is God who created the universe and mankind.
所以呢，基督徒就从圣经啊整理了一些真理的知识。
And therefore, Christians compiled some truth obtained from the Bible.
整体的来说呢，就是人存在这个世上最重要的本分是荣耀神，并且呢以神为乐。
Generally speaking, the most important duty of a human being is to glorify God and enjoy God.
那生活中呢，可以包括了以下这些几项哈。
Specifically, things in your life might include some of this.
就是我们要荣耀神，并且敬拜神呢。
Glorifying God and worshiping Him.
还有呢，我们要与神亲密哈，跟神有很亲密的关系，来享受神的同在。
Establishing an intimate relationship with God and enjoying His presence.
还有我们是有使命的，我们要活出使命，爱神爱人呢，来传扬福音。
Living out our mission, loving God and loving people, and preaching the gospel.
而在这一生的过程里哈，神需要我们怎么样经历神的信实与大能，活出丰盛的生命，得到真正的满足与平安喜乐。
Experiencing God's faithfulness and power, living an abundant life and gaining true satisfaction and peace.
然后我们就预备进那永恒的家乡。
And preparing to enter our eternal home.
这对基督徒应该不太生疏，我刚刚讲的东西哈。
Those things should be familiar to us.
对，在这普世欢腾庆祝圣诞的节期，今天啊，我们要从圣经来看耶稣为什么来到这世界。
In this festive season, when the whole world is celebrating Christmas with joy, today let's look at from the Bible.Why Jesus came to this world?
这神的独生子和神他自己哈。
This is God Himself, or this is also His only Son.
为什么要来到这世界？
Why did He come?
拯救我们呢？
First is to save us.
在经文里面，我们这个马太福音一章二十一节就说了。他将要，这次是玛利亚哈，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
In the scripture it tells us he will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
我们基督徒都知道，我们也希望世人知道，耶稣来是拯救世人的。
As Christians, we know that He came to this world to save us, and we should also let the world know this truth.
所以，我们基督徒不但背约翰福音三章十六、十七节啊，我们也都去告诉人家。
Therefore, not only we should be able to memorize John chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, we should also be able to tell people the same.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son.That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
所以拯救世人是耶稣基督来到的这目的，众所周知的。
So to save us, that is the purpose of Jesus coming to this world. This is something that we all know.
常常世人不知道。神是要来与我们同在，甚至基督徒，我们有时候都没有注重这一点。
But sometimes people ignore the fact that God, that Jesus came to this world to be with us.
在二十三节，马太第一章的二十三节说，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
In the book of Matthew, it says, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
世人不知道也就罢了，基督徒如果不知道神不但拯救我们、爱我们、愿意我们与我们同在，那就太可惜了。
If some non-believers, if they don't understand this,it is okay, but for Christians not to be able to understand this, this is a pity.
所以当我们开始这教会的时候，想了很多名字啊，后来还是想，一定要让人知道，这位伟大创造宇宙万物的神，这位拯救世人的神，他与我们同在。所以我们教会叫以马内利教会。
Therefore, when we started this church.We thought about the names that we would give to our church, and finally, we want people to know that God is with the world, and so we name our church Emmanuel.
那我们知道耶稣基督来的原因，那他真成就了什么呢
？So we know why he came to this world, but what did Jesus accomplish?
那原因有了，要有达到目的，对不对
？And he came with a reason.And let's see what if he has achieved that.
我们先从圣经啊来看对耶稣对神一点啊认识哈。
And let's look from the Bible.
在约翰福音第一章第一节就说：“太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。”
In Book of John, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God."
我们所相信的神是自古以来，他自有以来自己开始的哈，在太初之最早之前，都是什么？就是有这个道哈。中国人讲这个道是什么呀 ？Reading 或者是这个真理和道理哈啊，道与神同在，道就是神，神就是那真理，就是那天理哈。
We know that our God was there from the very beginning, and He was the Word, and He was the truth.
其实神对中国人在古早古早之前就有很好的启示。
Actually, in our Chinese culture, we have some revelations from a very long time ago.
因为中国人的最早的历史里面，中国人是拜天的。没有偶像的。
At the very beginning in the Chinese religion or culture, they worship the heaven. They did not have any idols to worship.
而且说天理最大。
And they would consider the greatest to be the heavenly principle.
跟这边讲的一样，天理就是神。
The heavenly principle is God.
在约翰福音第一章十七节说，律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
In John chapter 1 verse 17, it says, For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
这是在这里再次告诉我们，耶稣基督他降世到世上来，他把他彰显的是真理与恩典。
It tells us that Jesus came to this world to reveal grace and truth.
我们再看一处，在约翰一书的四章第七节到第八节这样说：亲爱的弟兄啊，你们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
In 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 8, it says, Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
所以我们刚刚简单的几节经文就告诉我们，神是太初自古就所有都没有以前就有存在的，他就是那真理，他就是那一切的对的的真实的真理。
So we from the scriptures we know that God was there. He was from the very beginning. He was the beginning, and he was the truth.
And 耶稣呢是神。降世到世来更向我们彰显什么是恩典，什么是真理。
And Jesus came to this world so that he could reveal God's grace and truth to us.
在这个经文里面清楚地告诉我们，神不是有爱心而已，神就是爱。
And in the last scripture it tells us that it's not that God has love, he is love.
所以耶稣来了成就了什么呢？
So what did Jesus accomplish in this world?
首先是真爱成为了肉身。
First, he turned the true love into flesh.
因为耶稣来是这个真理道成了肉身。
He came to this world, which is the world turned into flesh.
他就把天理这个完全的一切的真理变成了肉体降在世上成为人，也就是他的本性真理里面包含了真爱，他就是爱，也就是真爱变成了人。
He was the truth, but he came to this world in flesh. Therefore, in him, we can see truth, we can see love.
在腓立比书二章六到八节这样说，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8, it says, Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used.To his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross.
所以耶稣基督他降世为人，那这个降生呢，我们我们他变成人，第一点我们就从他的降生开始说。
Let's start from his birth.
耶稣降生的时候刚好碰到政府机关呢，他们要做这个户口调查，所以呢他的耶稣的肉体的母亲跟父Maria 跟爸爸呢就要到回本族本乡，要到自己的地方 去报名上车。
When Jesus was about to be born, there was a census survey that the government conducted. And so his mom and his dad had to go back to their own home.
那在圣经上有清楚记载哈，这个已经快临盆的母亲很辛苦的到那边，结果没有地方可以住啊。
So the mom was very pregnant, and she went on the way back to her home. She had no place to pass the night.
因为呢，大家都要回来报名上册，都没地方，旅社都住满了哈，他们就只好在一个马槽里哈，马厩啊，这人家房子卧房没有啦，客房也没有啦，和旅馆也没有啦，就住在这个草牛棚里吧。
And there was no vacancy in the guest house, or the hotel at that point, because everybody was doing the registration.And so they found a place in the manger.
就是人家养马养牛牲口的地方呢，结果耶稣就在那样子的环境里面生了下来。
And Jesus was born in that situation.
所以我们知道耶稣不但是谦卑的来到世上，而且呢是在一个不富裕的家庭，然后生在呢是在马槽里。
Therefore, when we say that he humbled himself to this world, we can see that he came to this world to a not so wealthy family, and his birth happened in a manger, not a regular house.
Hi, 不只是情感上喜欢愉悦的这种感受哈。
Love is not a feeling.
这爱更是在意志上与这个commitment， 就是在意志上以及这个决心上，我们要去爱。
Love is a will and is a commitment.
所以呢，耶稣不仅谦卑为人，而且是在穷人软弱的人当中出生生活。
So not only Jesus came to this world as a human being.He came to this world to a family that is a poor family and a not so wealthy environment.
我们常常看这个故事书或者是演电影啊，演那个国王因为爱百姓呢，就去怎么样？去穷人家去探望啦，大家都觉得这个国王很有爱心啊。
Sometimes we see a movie or the news, we can see that a king, he visited the poor people's homes to show his love for those people. And everybody would feel that this is a very caring and loving king.
你想想哈，宇宙万物的主宰，这个永远国度的万王之王，不只是来探望我们，而是成为我们中间穷人家中的婴孩。
And imagine this, the King of Kings, the Lord of the Universe, and of the Eternal Kingdom, he didn't just stop by to visit us. He became a baby of the poorest family among us.
而耶稣来到世上，他也像我们一样，世人一样的生活了33年之久，哈。
Jesus came to this world to live for about 33 years.
圣经里清楚的记载蛮多，从小到他有出来传福音，直到他上十字架时有不少的记载。
In the Bible, there are quite a few recordings of how he grew up and how he started to preach the gospel.
他小时候呢，圣经记载的不多。
About his younger time, there wasn't too much of the recording.
有的人12岁的时候呢，他父母一起到这个耶路撒冷去过节哈。
There was this one incident that happened when he was 12 years old, when his mom and dad took him to Jerusalem for the festival.
那十二岁呢，在那个文化里面呢，因为十二岁以下是属于小孩跟妈妈走哈。12岁以上呢是跟爸爸走，算是男人啊，成年，对吧？所以呢，他们在过完节回的路上呢， 结果爸爸以为耶稣是在跟妈妈走，妈妈以为耶稣是跟爸爸走，两个人结果呢，过了一天晚上过夜的时候，哎，小孩没跟你啊，怎么不见了？
Back then, in that culture, 12 years old is to be considered below 12 years old is to be considered a baby that go that who was going to walk with a mom, but above 12 years old it would be considered an adult who would be walking with the dad. He was 12 years old, so the mom thought he was walking with the dad, and dad thought the other way. So after a day, when the two checked with each other, they found Jesus.Was not with either one of them.
所以他们第二天赶紧又回头走回耶路撒冷去找儿子去了。
So the next day they went back immediately to Jerusalem to find Jesus.
结果呢，他们就在殿堂里看到耶稣跟人家问答、谈吐自流嘛。
They found him in the temple, and he was Jesus was talking to people.
这妈妈好高兴找到他，也怪急死我们了，对不对？你怎么不跟我们回去来
？And the mom found him. The mom was really happy, but also, she told him that you got us worried.
结果耶稣就说：“你们为什么找我呢？难道你们不知道我当以父的家为念哈，父的事情为念？”他就说：“天父啊，神的事情为念，你们来找我干嘛？”
But Jesus said, why did you look for me? Don't you know that I was going to consider my dad's, my father's things first?
哎，玛利亚跟约瑟其实在怀孕生孩子的时候他们就知道，但他们真的不清楚到底是怎么回事哈。
So Mary and Joseph, they knew that Jesus was different. They knew this when she was pregnant, but they didn't know exactly what was going on.
所以他们那耶稣圣经界就乖乖的跟他们回去哈，就做一个好的 teenage 啊年轻人哈。我们当中的耶稣是榜样，听妈妈爸爸的话回家了呗。
So once they found him, Jesus went home with them obediently.
圣经上继续记载说，耶稣的智慧跟身量啊，并神跟人爱他的心都一起啊成长。
And the Bible said that Jesus the wisdom and his body continued to grow, and he won God's favor and man's favor.
那耶稣在年轻时候就接了，然后就记载了很多他出来服侍啊。
But there are a lot more stories about when he came out to serve the Lord.
Yeah, 他说圣经上记载他走遍了各城各乡啊，在会堂里面哈、啊，去教训人呐、啊，宣国天国的福音啊。他看到那些可怜生病的人，他就都医治他们。
It tells stories that he traveled to many places, and he taught in the temple. He preached.The gospel, and he healed many sick people.
耶稣到哪里都彰显了爱人的心。
No matter where he went, he revealed his love to people.
他爱整个人，不只是身体，他身心灵的全人，他都希望我们好。
He loved everyone, and not only he want us to be good physically, he want us to be.Growing emotionally and spiritually.
当我们知道耶稣也很爱他的门徒了。
And he loved his disciples.
他们啊，跟了他半天，还是信心小哈。他也没怪他，他只是说你们干嘛信心还那么小哈。
Even though the disciples followed him for a long period of time, but their faith was still not that great.But Jesus never blamed them. He just asked them, "How come you have little faith?"
三年之久，他知道彼得会三次不认他哦。
After 3 years of Peter's following him, he still knew that Peter would deny him.
他也知道那个多马还非要眼见为凭啊，还说要摸他的手，看他的肋旁啊。
And he also knew that Thomas.Would not believe him until he touched him.
但耶稣爱他们。
But Jesus still loves them.
耶稣爱你爱我，接受我们的软弱小心。
He loves you and me, and he accepts our weaknesses.
他不但在这样的环境里面出生，他不但在生活里面做了爱的榜样，他最后他为你为我死在十字架上。
Not only he was born in such a poor environment, not only that he showed examples of loving others in his life, he also died for us.
罗马书五章八节这样说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
In Romans chapter 5 verse 8, it tells us, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners.Christ died for us.
所以耶稣来，他真爱成了肉身，完成了他要向我们所彰显的。
So Jesus came to this world. He took truth with him into flesh, and he revealed what God wanted him to reveal to us.
那在我们身上，耶稣成就了什么呢？
But what?Did he accomplish in us?
我们因信耶稣基督就得到重生，得到一个新的生命，这新的生命是一个爱的生命。
When we became believers, we received a new life, and this new life is a life of love.
我们刚读过这经文了哈。
We read this scripture before.
约翰一书的四章七到八节，这边清楚地告诉我们，凡有爱心的都是由神生的，因为神就是爱啊。
Here it tells us clearly, everyone who loves has been born of God. God is love.
所以神，我们都知道啊，神就是爱。当神创造人的时候呢，说造他的形象。那我们知道神又是个灵嘛，所以这个形象是指他的本性，所以他造我们的时候就是造了一个有许许多多的美的，更是我们的生命是他吹了一口他的灵气，他的生命在他所做的人身上，我们就成了有灵的活人，这个灵就是一个爱的生命。
Remember, the scripture told us that God created us in his image. And also remember that God is a spirit. And so when we were created, he breathed into us the spirit, his divine spirit. Therefore, we have a lot of characteristics that are coming from his divine nature. And awesome.So life of love is what he gave us.
但很不幸的是，人犯了罪。
But unfortunately, people have committed sins.
罪使人这个爱的生命生了病。
And sins make people's lives of love sick.
这个病啊，就罪使人的爱不仅扭曲变质，而且甚至生出恨来。
Sins not only cause the love in people's heart distorted and deteriorated, but also replace their love with hate.
就本来这个神创造的世界，这爱的生命，如果我们都是真正以爱彼此相对，是一个何等美好和乐的世界。
Imagine that if we love each other, if we show the love in our nature to each other, What beautiful a world would this be?
但这个罪使我们的爱的生命变了质，使这世界成为了这个弱肉强食的一个世界。
But sins have made everything worse, and it makes this world a world of survival of the fittest.
耶稣降生为人，是为了爱我们，爱你，爱我。拯救我们，使我们重新有一个爱的生命。
Jesus was born, and he came to this world, to love us, to save us, so that we can have a new life, a life of love.
而且他活在世上，给我们做了爱的榜样。
And he also lived an example of love for us in this world.
所以我们基督徒效法耶稣基督，我们要活出爱。
Therefore, in our lives, we should follow the example of Jesus, and we should live out the love in us.
而且耶稣也把圣经这个从旧约一切的道理跟先知所传的，他说总纲就包含了两件诫命上，就是要我们爱神爱人，尽心尽力爱主你的神。其实也是叫我们爱人如己。
And Jesus summarized all the teachings that the prophecies had for us. He said, the first and greatest commandment is to love people. It's to love God. And the second is love your neighbor as yourself.
所以我们不但有这个新生命，而且神给了我们新生命的生活准则，我们就是要来爱神爱人。
So not only that we have received this new life, God also gave us the principle to live with, which is to love God, to love people.
我们爱人，爱神到一个地步，我们愿意牺牲。
And to love someone, and to love God to an extent where we are able to sacrifice.
所以我们讲的真爱，绝对不是那个自私的爱，绝对不是那个占有的爱。
So、
而是一个愿意为人为神付出的爱。
So when we talk about when we talk about the true love, it is not a selfish love, it is not a obsessive love, it is a love that can sacrifice.
世人常常在谈论爱哈。
And the people talks about love all the time.
也常常不会分辨是喜欢还是爱。
Sometimes they cannot tell between like and love.
爱里面绝对有很多的喜欢，但喜欢里面不见得有爱。
To love someone, there must be a lot of things that you like about that person. But to like someone, it doesn't mean that you love that person.
其实不难分辨。
It's not hard to tell them apart, actually.
你爱一个人，
If you love someone,
你以为你爱一个人，
you think that you love him,
结果你都希望那个人为你做这个，他 是因为你喜欢他的漂亮，你喜欢他的才干，这些不是错哈。但是他没有那个漂亮，没有那个才干的时候，或者是他不讨你喜悦的时候，你就不喜欢他，你就知道你没有爱啊。
If you like him because heis good looking, he has talents, and that's no problem. That can be part of the love. But when he doesn't have those qualities, then you become not liking him anymore. Then you, at this moment, you should know that you do not have love for him.
所以呢，喜欢是以自己为中心，自己认为都要人家取悦你，让你高兴，你喜欢，这是喜欢自己为中心的。
So to like someone means that that this feeling is centered on yourself, that you like this, you like that, you like them doing things for you. It's all about yourself.
爱是以对方为中心哦。
But to love someone is centered around the other person.
你希望对方好。
You want him to be happy.
你希望取悦于他。
You want yourself to be pleasing to him.
你希望他高兴。
You want him to have joy.
所以我们有时候人不知道什么叫做无条件的爱。
So sometimes we don't understand what is unconditional love.
喜欢绝对有条件。
To like means that you, it's based on certain conditions.
在爱在许多的事上是可以没有条件。
But to love can be unconditional.
但爱要有回应的。
But to love also means that you expect certain response.
如果你爱人家，你一直去找人家，人家不睬你哈，你就不爱，就不要再去bother人家了哈。
If you think you love someone and you keep bothering that person, but he doesn't respond to you, then stop bothering that person.
爱是双向的。
Love is a two-way street.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
如果我们不回应神的爱。
But if we don't respond to His love,
那个爱也不能结出什么果子来。
Then his love is not fruitful on us.
我们讲到牺牲，约翰一书三章十六节这样说：主为我们牺牲，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
And when we talk about sacrifice here in 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, it tells us, this is how we know what love is.Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters.
有人就说，牧师啊，耶稣死了立刻就复活哈，我也只有一条生命哈，我死了就没有了，那我要为谁死啊？
So some people would ask me the question, we know that Jesus died, but he was raised from death. For me to die for someone, I only have one life.What should I do?
我们基督徒是爱惜生命，不随便轻言为人家死的啊。
As Christians, we love our life, and we should not give up our lives lightly.
但我们在生活中有许许的地方可以彰显我们的爱，为人做些牺牲。
But in our lives, there are many opportunities that we can reveal our love, that we can sacrifice for people.
那为别人的好而牺牲所做的一切，也可以看为舍命吧。
And everything we sacrifice ourselves for the good of others, we can consider this as sacrificing our lives.
因为那都是你生命里面的一部分嘛。
Because it's part of your life.
尤其是时间啊，我们时间都有限的。
Especially.Your time, because we have limited time.
所以我们不要想说，哎呀，我总不能为人家死，我也只有一秒，我就不做牺牲了。
So don't think that you cannot die for others, therefore you cannot sacrifice for others. That's not the case.
所以呢，在这边我们看到今天讲耶稣为什么来。
In our message, we talked about why Jesus came to this world.
他来拯救我们。
He came to save us.
他来与我们同在。
He came to be with us.
那在我们身上他成就了什么？
What did he accomplish on us?
因为他真爱成了肉身，他向我们彰显了爱，他也把真爱的生命传递了给我们。
He revealed love on us. He also gave us the life of love.
所以神的再来是重新恢复了我们拥有的爱的生命。
Therefore, he restored our life of love.
在信息的一开始呢，我问了一个问题。
At the beginning of this message, I asked a question.
我问了什么问题？
Remember that? Why did you come to this world?
还记得。
Because you have good memory.
人家说牧师讲到，人家。马上就忘掉了。
Some people say that the pastor speaks and we forget immediately, but that's not the case here.
但问题现在如果我们听信息听到这，你想你来到这世界上是为什么呢？
But after the message, what is your response to that question?
我们听到这里，我们一定会同意啊，耶稣是为了爱来到这世界啊。
So we should agree that Jesus came to this world.For love.
那你为什么来到这世界？
Why did you come to this world?
我想我们一般人都愿意都同意接受，就是孩子是父母爱的结晶哈。大部分人我们同意这个，对不对？
And we a lot of people accept this premise, which is that a child is a manifestation.Of the parents' love.
所以因为爱才生了你，对不对？
They give birth to a child because they love each other.
我们有小孩的人，我们都知道，生小孩生下来，哎呀，爱死了小孩了，宝贝。
Especially for us who have children, you know that when the child was born, you loved him to death.
结婚生子不仅是延续这个续许的生命啊，也是延爱的延续，爱的传递哈。
Getting married and having children is not only a continuation of life, it is a continuation of love.
其实每个人其实都知道自己希望别人爱自己哈。
And everybody knows that he wants people to love him.
也知道我们都希望有爱的对象嘛。
And he also knows that he wants to have someone to love.
因为神造我们就是有着爱的本质在这里面。
This is because God created us in this way.
我们信主以后，你一定要知道，一定要知道，你的生命是一个爱的生命。
After we become a believer, we must understand that our life is a life of love.
我天天祷告，我希望弟兄姊妹每天都能够感受到神爱你。
I pray every day for our brothers and sisters. And the prayer that I have is that you should understand that God loves you.
因为你知道神爱你，你知道你生命就会有多大的力量吗？
Because when you know that God loves you, then you will feel the power in your life.
今天的信息是再一次的告诉我们，神是因为爱造了你，造了人类。
So this message tells us once again that God created human beings out of love.
而且在爱中，他拯救了你与我。
He saved us in love.
重新给予了我们一个爱的生命。
And he gave us a new life of love.
而且神希望我们，神希望我们以爱神爱人为我们的生活准则。
Moreover, he expects us to adopt loving God and loving people as our principle.
爱是我们生活里面的内容，是一切。
Love is the content of our life. It is everything.
是我们说话做事一切的目的啊。
It is the purpose of our words and our deeds.
我好希望在这圣诞节期，我们更感受到神的爱与人的爱。
I hope that we all feel more of the love of God and the love of human being in this Christmas season.
愿世人都认识耶稣基督，不仅彰显神就是爱，是爱的生命的源头，而且呢，耶稣基督他差遣每个神的儿女成为传递爱、传递生命的人。
May the world know that that Christ Jesus not only demonstrates that God is love, that he's the source of love and life, but also Jesus sends every child of God to be a person who passes on life and love.
让我们一起祷告哈。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，感谢你爱我们，不仅拯救，且与我们同在。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for saving us, and thank you for being with us.
愿我们都因认识耶稣，不只得着新生命，而且明白我们生命的意义与目的就是爱。
Through knowing Jesus, may we all know that not only that we have a new life, but also the meaning and purpose of this new life is love.
耶稣为了爱来到这世界，我们这因他得救的有了爱的生命的人，我们就因着信靠主耶稣，我们有爱的生命，我们也要清楚知道我们的存在也是因为爱。
Jesus came to this world because of love. We who are saved by him now have a life of love, and we should also know that our existence is also because of love.
没有爱，生命是没有任何意义的。愿这个圣诞节期帮助我们定义，真是圣灵帮助我们定义，每天要好好活在神的爱中，去爱我们身边的每一个人。
Without love, there's no meaning in our lives. May the Holy Spirit help us to be determined to live God's love every day and to love everyone around us.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们一起来唱首诗歌。
有一份爱从天而来，你想到比海深，沉默我不察却看得见，因为有你，因为有我，感情给
天父的慈爱与圣灵的交通与感动与我们众人同在，从今时直到永远，阿们。我们没有最后的诗歌，会不会背呀？好事，
只有在上，只有在上，
感谢赞美主。